Duncan, of course, it's the end of the year here. Of course, you're enjoying a beer, and also, of course, the ambience. And not an incredible ambience, it is the great expanse that is the bypass just behind the club. Just fantastic. We'll talk about that in a sec, but big year for the Belmont Hotel Scone Brumbies to finish off here with the Scone Women's Seven. Looks like another success with lots of new people coming in and being part of it, and hopefully Scone can get a women's side for next year in the Vita Carpet Court competition.
Yeah, no, it's a great atmosphere here at the moment with clubs coming from all over the state, basically. But, you know, the main aim for Scone is to attract women to the sport and encourage them to play in our Central North competition with, alongside our men's competition next year. So fingers crossed we can keep them attracted to the sport and see what happens for 2020.
Been some tough times out on the field, you know, Inverell and Moree weren't places where seconds went to, but that sometimes happens in country rugby. But overall, you'll be able to keep the two greats together, and that's been a big thing for the club.
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, aim for 2020 is, you know, make sure we field two sides each week, home and away, and you know, hopefully we can get some women to follow them.
Also, of course, it just keeps going from strength to strength is the juniors. You know, Renee Park and Gus and all that sort of thing do a great job with the kids that come down here on Friday nights, and the parents are engaged in it. And the North East tournament there for the juniors, that's just going to get bigger and bigger, and that'll lead to opportunities, hopefully, for the Belmont Hotel Scone Brumbies to have players come through and play great.
Yeah, absolutely, Wixie. No, the future of any rugby club lies with juniors, and you look at the successful club in the senior men's competition, they've got a very healthy junior ranks. At some stage over the next decade, we'll start and see the benefits of those juniors filtering through. And the juniors they're doing an exceptional job with their numbers.
Also, great news is next year it looks like we're going to have an intro Super Shoot Shield team coming up. You may not be able to say more about that, but it's again about time we had some of these Sydney clubs make a bit of an effort. The Waratahs have done a little bit of effort here and there with the Batia and the like, and they'll get there eventually. But it's great to see that some of the Shoot Shield clubs are looking to engage with country people and be part of that experience. And in the fullness of time, if you want to reveal it, you'll reveal it. But it's great to see that, you know, next year will be part of it in March.
I think any sort of semi-professional to professional rugby, spending some time at a community level rugby union, is only going to benefit the sport, and you know, over time filter through to the, you know, eventually the national level. It's grassroots that feeds it, you know, essentially. So I think it's a fantastic thing.
And with the Magnificence, which is the bypass, you think that's going to add to something to the town when it makes it a little bit more quieter and more families may come in the fullness of time, or is it really just going to, like everywhere else, we just need a bucket of rain?
Bucket of rain. Yeah, now bucket of rain will come in handy, but the bypass is going to be a positive for the town, I think. There might be the odd business that may suffer, unfortunately, but over time it'll see the main street and it'll become more family orientated area, I suppose, I think. But the bypass is going to be a good thing.
Duncan, want to thank you for your time, because Duncan Penfold is the Prez of the Belmont Hotel Scone Brumbies. You can follow him on Facebook, and we wish him all the best as they get into a new Santa Central off season in 2020, finishing off very nicely here with, in spite of the incredible noise that's in the background, Magnificence, which is the Scone Women's Sevens. Duncan, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Wixie.